This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And yes, it's another day, another lead story about a scandal. And what do you suppose they do at the White House during weeks like these, when there are almost more scandals than you can count? The president took on one of them head-on this afternoon, the IRS going after conservative political groups that had applied to be tax-exempt organizations, 501c4s in the vernacular. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is online from Washington with the latest on this story. Hey, Nancy.
Hey, Kai.
So the president spoke for maybe 5 minutes, according to the official transcript. Other than announcing that Miller is out, what did he say?
He says the IRS is going to put in place safeguards to make sure this doesn't happen again. He says he is going to work and his administration will work in Congress to perform oversight of the IRS. He says we have to work together to fix this, and he's going to do everything in his power to make sure it won't happen again.
So now what we've got, though, in an agency that is, I think you might fairly say, in turmoil, is another, we will soon have, another acting director and a long string of acting directors, right? Wasn't that part of the problem in the first place, lack of leadership there, maybe?
Yeah. And it's a problem that's not going to go away. And it's happening as the IRS is going to be under even more scrutiny. We're going to have our first hearing on this before the House Ways and Means Committee on Friday. And then we have two more hearings coming up next week, House Oversight and Government Reform Committee on Wednesday, Senate Finance Committee on Tuesday.
That's a pretty good list.
More heads could roll.
Yeah. You know, early on, this was a case that everybody thought had been isolated to the office in Cincinnati. And now we know, or have found out in the past couple of days, that people in D.C. have known about this for quite a while, that they didn't tell Congress. And that's part of why Congress is so angry. This isn't going to help anything now, this spread up to Washington now, is it?
It's not. And already there have been calls for more folks to resign, including Lois Lerner. And she's head of the IRS Tax Exempt Organizations Office, the office that actually decides who gets tax exempt status. There are questions about what the chief lawyer at the IRS knew and when he knew it. The IRS sent out a statement and said he wasn't aware of it, but he's going to be on the hot seat now, too.
We should say, just quickly before I let you go, in the IRS's defense, these 501c4s and figuring out who's who and what they're allowed to do and not allowed to do is amorphous and tricky in the best of times.
Oh, Kai, it's so tricky. And I've done, you know, a lot of stories about this, and I've interviewed folks at 501c4s.
Right.
You know, the question is, how do you define this? And it's not spelled out in the law, and the IRS hasn't spelled it out. So these groups that are applying for tax-exempt status, they're supposed to not have most of their activities be political, and they don't really know what that means. Yeah. Does that mean, like, they spend less than 50% of their money on politics? It's extremely murky, and nobody wants to clear it up because it's a political hot potato.
Because it's really hard. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer in Washington for us. Nancy, thanks a bunch.
You're welcome.